Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshits from nobodies. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into nice, easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today, we'll probably be a little different. If you're tuning in or logging on, however you listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, you'll see that we're going to be talking about Independence Day resurgence. And today I am honored to have a co-host of another podcast that I co-host called For Love and Play, comedian, rapper / actor Keenan Weaver.
Definitely don't rap no more, but always could drop bars on these people. What's going on, yo?
Hey, Schnookums, how you doing?
Chilling, man.
All right. So yeah, we both saw Independence Day Resurgence, which is part two of the American classic film classic Independence Day, which is 20 years old.
Yes, starring the great Will Smith.
The great Will Smith and Bill Paxton. I mean, Bill Pullman.
Jeff.
And Jeff Goldblum.
It was a dope class at that time.
Yeah, it was. It was. I mean, the first movie, I loved it because it had build up. Like the first, you know, July 2nd, they show up, they kick our asses. Then July 4th, boom. That's when
right. You had an exact, not only a buildup of just from the second to the third to the fourth, right, and how we reacted to it, but I think one of the things that made it good, it was kind of like a unity story where it was civilians building up and coming together with government, and then...
Yeah.
Even this U.S. government working together with others from around the world.
Yeah. So when they announced that they were going to make a part two of this, you know, I had a nerdgasm.
Right. Super excited.
Yeah.
Until you find out that Will Smith is not a part of it.
Will Smith, because, you know, and the reasoning was he was starring in Suicide Squad.
So it wasn't like he was like Matt Damon and said, nah, I don't want to be Jason Bourne no more. He was just like, oh, I'm doing something right now.
Yeah.
Holla at me when I'm free. Like, that's it.
I mean, at least give him credit, because, you know, they could have did a freaking, what was the first actor that played Rhodey in Iron Man? He's now in that show, Empire.
Oh, now that I know the dude's name, Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. You could at least they didn't pull a Terrence Howard on him, and just like found a another generic ass black man to star as
a super dark skinned dude. They went the opposite of Terrence Howard, which was good because I like Don Cheadle.
Yeah,
glad you got that role. Even though in the comics, Rhodey dies, but whatever. Let's not nerd out too much. Sorry for spoiling.
Well, you know, now my heart's broken. Rhodey died in the I missed that.
Oh yeah, you gotta.
Oh wait, the new one, International.
Yeah, you gotta read.
So they ended up killing Rhodey. The ninjas killed off Rhodey.
He's on his way out, B.
Did the ninjas kill Rhodey? The ones that kidnapped him?
I feel like I've already done too much. Yeah, fuck. But basically, yeah, you're already on.
Fuck.
So he's done.
Fuck.
He's done. It's all right. You did a good job, Royal Machine. We was rocking with you for decades, and we appreciate your service.
At least we still got T'Challa. #Black superheroes.
Which is a whole nother. You're about to make this show go in a whole nother topic.
I don't give
Will
a fuck.
At least Will. So he doesn't do this movie.
Yeah.
Because he's doing something. First thing, thing is, all right, the star of your last movie isn't available. You just wait till he's available. Like, he was a star. He wasn't like this Terrence Howard character, which was arbitrary.
Yeah.
It's like, you wait till Robert Downey Jr. is ready, and then you film Iron Man 3. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And same thing with Will Smith. You wait till he's ready, and then you do it. But if you can't, and you must press forward, the beat goes on, the show never stops, I get it. But you don't kill his character off.
Yeah. I mean, he was kind of in the movie. There was a, you know, a little nod, you know. I mean, yeah. I did hate the parts where, you know, the white boy tries to punch the alien, tries to do like a knockout. Like, really?
So, before we even get into, like, the actual movie, I just want to, like, completely dispel how different they made this movie from the first one. Like,
yeah,
it was like, so little situations just like that. It was like they tried to recreate the moments that we loved before.
Yeah.
By just doing the same thing. So they had another moment where when Dr. O'Kin from the first one was trapped with the alien and he choked him and talked through his vocal box, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool scene. That was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
They redid it again with the president.
Yeah.
Like, they would just do little stuff like that just to bring it back. And we're like, nah, you could make just newer, doper moments.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to just do the same thing. Even though that one wasn't one of the worst iterations of this.
Actually, tell you the truth, it did kind of make sense, though. Like,
That wasn't the worst iteration, but that just is, it blatantly shows that they were trying to just, oh, let's just do this again.
Yeah. I mean, even when the alien slammed him up against the glass, I didn't even jump.
Like, that was unnecessary.
Well, and also, you got to blame that they played that scene in the previews over and over and over again, so I was already desensitized.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they really marketed this movie hard. But, you know,
it was horrible. You could tell from the trailer it was horrible.
But no, I was still kind of excited. I was still excited.
We talked about this before going to see the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had the conversation that I went to see the movie knowing this was going to be bad, and I just needed to go see for myself how bad it could be. That was my whole, like, all right.
Well, I had a different experience because I saw it in 4DX.
I've been wanting to go. I saw Superman in that.
Yeah.
And I heard the Jungle Book was in that.
So,
which is probably a much better experience than Independence Day. It was like
a ride. It was like I was in a ride, because technically it is, because the seats move, and you know, I got, you know, you could turn on the water.
Did they have rain? Did they have the rain come out?
Yeah, they did. And then they had like air. Like when they were shooting
in the movie, though.
Well, no, like when the spaceship was landing in the water, and then when the warlord chopped off the alien's head, the blood that gushed out.
You could feel that. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then when the shoot, I'm just nerding out. When the aliens were shooting during the dogfight scene, it had bursts of air hitting your ear.
You're saying that the experience of the theater was better than the movie, though.
It added to it because I suspended my beliefs and all my beliefs. I don't know, lack of a better term. I didn't think about it too much because I was just really enjoying. I enjoyed the movie. I had a very good experience, except towards the end, I was getting pissed. I got pissed off.
I mean, the beginning was slow.
Yeah,
the beginning was slow.
Well, they had to build it up.
The end was bad.
Yeah,
and the middle was unnecessary. But I get. See, I was toying between it, like I was giving it like a C. Like when I immediately walked out, I was probably at like a B, and then the more I thought about it, it just kept dropping. And I'm watching the movie, and it's just these, it's like they tried too hard. The acting overall was horrible. None of these dudes should be actors. All of them should. Like, this movie, see, here's the biggest difference. Yeah. In the first one, the story was so good that you kind of fell in love with the characters.
Yeah.
So much so that you wanted to go see them 20 years later. Like, yeah, that's how much you fell in love with the characters. But in this one, you don't fall... Like, I really was, like, kind of rooting for the aliens this time. Like, I was just like, yo, fuck this planet up, please. Destroy them all. Like, I don't care.
Actually, I did kind of celebrate when Vivica Fox got killed.
Like, yes, that should have happened.
Yeah, like I was like, okay, so you mean to tell me this stripper bitch became a doctor?
Doctor, she becomes a doctor.
Okay, tell me that isn't cliche. I'm just stripping so that way I could pay my way through medical. Like, fuck you.
Hey, she's out there giving hope to all the strippers out there trying to pay their way through college. Holla, I follow you on Instagram, slide in my DMs, whatever.
And seriously, her son, Dylan Hiller, was Will Smith's character's horrible, fucking stepson. Horrible.
First of all, I'm glad you said that. I didn't remember that it was a stepson.
Stepson.
But now I do, because he has no charisma. And I'm so glad. I don't know what or who Vivica Fox was fucking before she met Stephen Hiller, but
Ving Rhames
was a horrible dude. He was a horrible dude, and I don't understand why she had a kid by him. And that was just he was horrible. And whoever the actor is was horrible. Like that guy.
Mom,
do you remember the first scene in the movie, Will Smith steals a helicopter and goes saves Vivica?
Yeah.
Like, he literally steals a helicopter off of base and somehow lands right there. Where they're at.
Yeah.
Saves his girl and the first lady. This dude couldn't even save his own mother.
Yeah. Like, you know, honestly, you mean you couldn't, like, do, like a thing with the wing and have her, like, land on the fucking wing and shit and maybe just ease it?
He didn't even attempt. He just watched. Like, he just sat. He didn't even try, and it was, like, this dramatic, oh, I tried and failed, and now I want to kill the aliens because I tried to, because they killed my mom. He literally just watched. He pulled out Snapchat, and he was like, yo, my mom's about to go saved. Oh, wait, no, she actually...
He live tweeted it.
Like, that's what that. Like, I don't understand.
He live tweeted that shit. It's like, oh, here's a 7-second video of my mom falling into the burning debris and shit. Like, whoop, oh, put some fucking Benny Hill music.
It was so. And then the other thing was, Okay, we defeat them again. All right, right. Spoiler: like we all know that that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean they even set it up for like a part three.
Which again, why do you kill off your star? He could have come back for part three.
She's back. Falling in. Oh, she fell. Oh, damn. Mom! Oh, get her! Pull her up! Shit!
I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't even think he was that mad. Like,
He really wasn't. He wasn't that devastated. Like,
his acting, I don't know who.
Like,
his
honestly,
guy is.
You know,
it's
if
not. Forever, if, his name forever is not Will Smith. I don't know who he is. He will forever just be not Will Smith.
Like, honestly, if I was him and I saw my mom get killed by, you know, aliens and shit, I'm gonna be that white dude shooting off the fucking alien queen's arm with the fucking fighter. Why is it the white boy, like, comes in as the fucking hero and this dude's supposed...
Well, that is another thing that I'm probably mad at Will Smith for in this decision. Yeah. Is this was like a... This was one of the dopest black characters... Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of our like, it's one of the most iconic black characters that Hollywood has ever put out, and now it went to a white guy. Like, not that this is iconic at all. Like,
it's fucking Thor's. It's Thor's brother, Thor's little brother. Right. Fuck him. Miley.
He's not even that good.
It's Mr. Miley Cyrus. So not only is this dude fucking, he sucks. Not even good enough to play Thor. He's fucking dating the most basic of basic bitches, Miley Cyrus.
He should be dating her.
He's wifing it up after he was smart enough to break up with her. Miss, I have no fucking gender bullshit. You know, anyways, I would like to give a shout out to Christy Aphrodite. She's in the chat room. She says hi. So, but,
I don't understand. There's so many ways to story arc Will Smith's absence.
I mean, the one thing that was like, pissing me off was that the fucking, it went too fast. There was no build up. Like, it was no
build. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't fall in love with any of these characters.
Nah.
One, let me finish the statement of, all right, here's how you solve Will Smith's absence. And we'll move on from Will completely. At least attempt to. You make him go on like a mission to go find them. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's on a mission to go find where these aliens came from.
Yeah.
And in that time period, they come. So he's gone. And then he comes back for movie three. And he sees that the planet is destroyed, and he's like, what happened? And then you can just pick up right there. Or he could have not, like, really dealt with his encounter that well. And he's, like, crazy for 20 years. There's so many ways to just have Will Smith absent from this one movie, and you can still bring him up after you set up a blatant sequel. The only good character in this was Darker O'Kin. Like, he was still himself. Like, he still was hilarious. He still geeked out over the new alien technology that came through.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
we're going to kick some alien ass.
But even him, after being in a coma for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his story. He's in a coma for 20 years, and he just gets back to work with his ass out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and here's the thing. See, you know, I had double pneumonia. I was stuck in bed for 2 weeks. Afterwards, like, I had, like, no type of strength to be walking around for, like, a month.
Let's try and dispense some disbelief, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just try this one.
Yeah,
but see,
yeah.
The way I could do it is like you peel it back layers. Like, All right, let's say he's so like geeked out that the adrenaline's flowing, so he can kind of stand up and do this. My thing is, who do you know have been under on a machine in a coma for 20 years? Like, who lets that rock for 20 years?
No one.
That's the thing. I can't do. I can't get over that one. Mm-hmm. He's just still alive.
Yeah.
For 20, he just wakes up because they come back. Like, they come back, and he's just up.
And how come the president wasn't in a coma for 20 years? He just
He somehow was cool with it.
Yeah.
let's talk about the president in this one. The first, this was a female president.
Yeah.
Which, by all accounts,
she dies immediately.
which she should have.
Oh.
Just like Vivica, she should have. And if that's any remnant of what a female president is in the United States, I am now voting Trump. Like, there's no way. There's no way I'm letting Hillary do that stuff. Because that was just hard. She was a horrible. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't care about these characters.
Nah.
You don't care. The president dies within like 30 minutes. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh. Like, there was no
and then the new president, I just couldn't give a shit about him.
I mean,
damn it! Now you're convincing me to hate this movie, and I really loved the fucking experience. Damn that 4D!
Telling you, you loved where you went more than the movie, yo. The movie was so bad,
dude.
It was so bad.
4DX is the devil.
Can you explain to me? So let me just figure. Like, yo, this is how you make this movie super dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You for if there's a 20-year span, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. And what you do is you have one, you bring in civilians. Like, there were no civilians in this one. That's what
the accountant.
What, the accountant and like the kids. But they had no real like, you know, civilians saved the world in this one.
Yeah.
Right? Dave actually, he came off the street. Like, he was just somewhere at work.
Yeah.
He rolls up to the White House. He say, like, well, you know,
Area 51, hey, I could fly.
He flew with them, but, you know, he was a dude. Same thing.
Oh, crap. We're losing Keenan. Keenan, you're cutting in and not really bad.
The whole crop duster character, like, there were civilians that helped save this planet, where in this one there was none. So what I'm saying is to insert a civilian that helped save this in this new movie, you could have easily just had, all right, the country made its whatever decision after these aliens, after that they know that these aliens are here, they did whatever with technology, but they didn't do enough, right? That's a real belief that Americans or somebody out there is like, oh, they're not doing enough, so I created a bunker or I created all my own shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like one of those type bomb shelter type dudes.
Yeah, yeah, preppers.
Yeah, you get like a prepper and make him part of this movie. And you get this prepper, and he's just been saving. They kind of did it with that African. That African dude was a dope character. How he was like with his bare hands killing aliens.
Yeah,
and he was saving the tattoos on it. They slightly did that, but I'm just saying, like a prepper, like a full on prepper. This dude is like, yo, how are we just chilling? Because they just went back to business as usual, right? It was like America was like unchanged.
Yeah, they rebuilt. And here's another thing. Like, they integrated. They like, if you guys go on their Facebook, the Independence Day Resurgence, they actually explained that the technology was hybrid because the alien technology was designed to be stacked on top of already existing technology. Which is why the guns look like Halo, like you said.
No, they made Halo guns. Like, that's Halo. All they did with this new technology is made Halo guns.
So here's my question, which instantly pissed me off. How the fuck are we still using gas?
Yo, they did nothing. They've learned nothing. All they did was take some technology. All they did was like, oh, okay, we got lasers now. Like, that was it. That was it. These aliens came and dropped nothing but technology. Just there had to be debris of planes. There's debris of
the fighter. The
fucking it. All of that shit just should have been on the ground.
Yeah,
and they literally just said, "All right, let's just make lasers."
Yeah,
and the other part of it, the alien technology, I don't think was progressed enough either.
Yeah. So they created like cold fusion bombs. So you mean you couldn't tell me that you couldn't make like why the fuck are we still using cars?
Yo, nothing changed. Nothing changed.
Yeah, why the like cars still using fucking gas and like really ain't we learned nothing? Didn't David Levinson, he couldn't say, hey, you know, maybe we should, like, make these cars fly in case these fucking aliens get back so people could, like, get the fuck out?
What was his role? Do you know what his position was at the start of the movie? What was Dave's position?
He was a director of Earth Space Defense.
Okay. So, here's my thing.
Yeah.
With that, first of all,
he was useless.
He was just super confident when in the first one, you know, it was just this smart ass guy who wasn't living up to his potential, but had potential to save the world. It was a very good character.
Yeah.
In this one, he's controlling the Earth defense for some reason, which doesn't even make sense to me. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even seem like something that he would do, right? The second thing is, if he was, none of the stuff that was done was because of him. Like, those are not moves that he would have made. You can tell. Because in the beginning of the movie, when that first alien came, no one listened to him. So if he's director, he literally said, nah, don't shoot him. Let's find out first, because this could be another alien race, and we don't want to start an intergalactic war. That's what he said. And women, the bitches don't listen. She was just like, shoot.
Shoot him.
Listen to whoever else who to me seems like a lower rank than director of Earth Defense said we should just knock them out the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes with that and they shoot this alien.
Yeah. And if he didn't have the fucking insight to go after that like fucking last piece, we would have been fucked.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. It was Dave. Like, he's still... But my thing is, he would make... First of all, there was no shields, right? If you're the defense... Like, that's the main thing. The biggest thing
Area the 51 had
was, like, these... Huh? Yeah,
Area 51 had the shields.
No, they had the shields around the weapon. Mm. Right?
They took it off the Area 51 and put it around the weapon so that way it wouldn't destroy half of Nevada.
That was after the plan...
Yeah.
To take out the queen.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm saying is the aliens had already came and started destroying shit. And I'm saying we don't have shields. Like, just... The biggest thing to overcome in the first one was that this alien technology had shields. That withstood a nuke.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It withstood our strongest thing.
Yeah.
So here we had their technology. So we kind of knew what their strongest thing was. Right?
Yeah.
And we had no shields. The only progression that the aliens made was gravity weapon, which I thought was probably the dopest thing in this movie.
Yeah.
Where these dudes came and instantly started. Before, they had a countdown. This time, it was like...
Nope.
Instantaneously, shit got destroyed.
And why the fuck are we doing with a countdown? Oh, 10 seconds. Oh, shit. We gave them time to knock our shit out.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? I'm still stuck on why the fuck are we still using gas?
Nothing. They took the technology and just made Halo guns, yo. Yeah. That's all they did.
Oh, my David. The best place to be is next to my David. Like, really? Do you have to be such a fucking stereotype?
So, him, I thought he was a dope character, the father.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a dope character in the first one. In this one, he had nothing. He literally became a school bus driver.
Yeah. Like, honestly, you know what? You know what I just hit me? What the fuck happened to David's wife that he, like...
Thank you.
Wasn't there.
Was not there. And she survived the last one. So, she survived... She just, for some reason, is not here.
Yeah.
She should have been president.
Yeah.
Wasn't she chief of staff?
Yeah, she was. She was chief of staff.
Does that not make sense that she could have been the president now?
It would have, yeah, it would have made more sense for her to be the president. But like, all of a sudden she's gone, and David's like stupping this like French chick.
There's some random new girl that he has his eyes on. Who again? Random. There was no character build. We had backstories. We had backstories to everybody. When we met Will, we met. They were in bed. And the one-liners, this is another thing that I hate about this movie. They tried to force one-liners.
Yeah.
They tried to force these dope-ass quotes, and none of them hit. None of them hit. Will Smith, from the jump, had dope-ass lines. Like, from the jump.
Welcome to
Earth. The dog jumps on the bed, right? And she's like, he's just trying to impress you. And he's like, well, if you want to impress me, you should go get a job and stop slobbering on my shoes. Like, boom. It's just that's his first line.
Yeah, yeah.
This black kid, they tried to force a one-liner. And what was his? It was
I don't even remember.
It's Independence Day. Let's show him fireworks. I was like, please kill him. Please. Please just kill this guy. I don't understand.
I just hated the fact that he went from hating Liam Hemsworth to like, now they're boys.
I mean, I can kind of see that happening, but even Liam, like, he
like this I movie wanted, was I really
wanted charisma.
I really wanted him to die. I was like, really, like, you know, no. First of all, it's not even they didn't even use the original girl that played President Whitmore's daughter, because apparently. Apparently she wasn't pretty enough. She didn't grow. Wait,
she's still an actress?
Yeah, she was in that movie called The Duff. Google it. She plays the chick that. What?
I saw The Duff.
Yeah, yeah. She plays the she plays the Duff.
Yeah, I didn't know that was her though. But
yeah, that's. But you know, I mean, I thought she would have been pretty enough to continue.
I mean, that's crazy how super sexist Hollywood is, that you can't even reprise your role because you didn't grow up to be pretty enough. That's
exactly what it was.
In a horrible movie, though. If the movie was great, I could have been like, oh, dang, yo, sucks. You should have got Maybelline. But
maybe you weren't born with it. Maybe you weren't born with it. You should have used some Maybelline.
That's it. Like... But it was bad. So you could have easily had a mediocre looking chick in that role. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even impressed with her. Like, she, like, you know, I'm all for strong female characters in movies, but she I was like, oh, fuck you. just fuck you. Like, she didn't even impress me. She didn't impress me. The Chinese chick, not even her. Like, how come how come you didn't do some stereotypical Chinese shit and, like, kung fu one of the aliens? Like, she should have came out with one of those broad shorts with the, like, tassels and just, like, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, one of them.
I mean, I feel like that is outrageous, but the way they did the African, it fits. Because the African dude was walking around with machete. Like, he literally grabbed... They were about to get on a helicopter to go back to America from Africa, and he walks to his room and grabs machetes and gets on a fucking spaceship with his machete. Like, I was just like, all right, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. But this motherfucker killed, like, 7 more aliens with those machetes.
Yeah, well. you can't really...
Yo, that slide move he did under the dude?
Yeah, yeah. Under the dude.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of yeah.
Are the aliens
they
all use the same bathrooms? Like, what alien?
Like, they have a queen, and you know, how come there's never a king? How come there's like no slightly like the fucking and the thing that kind of pissed me off that the queen had like Iron Man armor.
It's because if you know anything, if there was a king, then all of the resources would still be there, and they wouldn't have to go to planet to planet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because it's a queen. There's no more resources at their original planet. Yeah. That's what happens. You just
so basically, you really decided to come on my show and just say fuck bitches, right?
The place to do it.
This is basically that was the plan. It's like, you know, we're just gonna
in Rome.
We're, well. The shit! You don't li- that now I know you don't listen. We're just gonna come over here. I'm gonna be sexist because you know Louis sexist and you know like damn.
Keenan. Am I wrong? Is anything that I'm saying?
I swear to God, you're lucky you don't got a lawn.
Is anything I'm saying incorrect?
It's very myopic.
It could be, but
very myopic. It's not even true. These yeah, days,
it's not true that women gather up resources that they just. It's always more. It's not true.
Like fuck, Keenan.
Hey.
Anyways,
the other thing about that, the queen. So basically,
we got 10 people.
First one,
we got 10 live. We got 10 live listeners. In fact, you guys. If you guys want, we got a live chat going on. All you gotta do is if you're not a registered on Spreaker, you guys could do it for free, and you guys could get in on the discussion, talk to me, talk to Keenan, ask his questions. But I really should have put spoiler alert. Eh, fuck it.
Well, first of all, I told you we shouldn't do this until like
I don't give a fuck.
Because I was like, yo, we at least got to give people opening weekend. I saw this shit Thursday night, like it wasn't even Friday.
Yeah.
And I had already seen this.
Eh, fuck it. Like, honestly, people gonna still go watch it. This is probably, no matter what we say here, anyone that listens, they're probably still gonna go out to the movie. Especially if you're gonna see this movie, definitely see it in 4DX.
Yeah, definitely do that. Because I saw it in 3D, and I feel like I shouldn't have done that. But yo, how much is the 4DX ticket? It's like $30-something, yo.
Like, no, well, $28.50.
Yeah, that's $30.
I was like, fuck it. Let's see. Like, you know.
I mean, for this, it might have. I'm cool with it. Back to Queen shit.
Yeah, so, Queen shit.
So, in the first
fucking
movie,
you fucking alien misogynistic bastard. Like, come on. You know, female aliens could be queens.
I didn't say that they couldn't be a queen. I just said that they destroyed the planet with all the resources.
If any aliens are listening.
That's all.
Just, you know, the words expressed by Keenan are. Yeah, fuck
it. It was so huge, yo. So huge.
Yeah, well, but, don't you realize when women get married, they anyways.
Are you talking about me?
You know what? You got you started it, then right? Fucking women when they get married, they want to desexualize themselves and get fat. No.
The first, she was just big, like she was just giant.
No, she was a fat bitch. Giant. That was a fat bitch.
I wouldn't say fat. She was ginormous. Like she was huge. She was almost as big. She was bigger than all the spaceships that the other dudes was in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's what I'm saying. She wasn't like overweight. Like for like alien BMI, she wasn't like on that.
So you're saying she was in perfect shape.
I'm saying, like, she was like an average queen size for their race.
All right.
Women are huge compared to dudes in their race. And that's because they eat the men.
Yeah. Well, right, actually, did we even find out what the name of the alien race is?
No, because Independence Day doesn't care. We still don't know. And that's my point, yo. That's my point. For 20 years, if this means. And if this is the real David, if you're real to the character, he's going out and he's gathering information about them.
Yeah.
He's trying to gather more, but we just sat and waited for these motherfuckers to come back. There was no offense played. There was no, like, instantly, at July 5th, from the first one, July 5th, I'm like, yo, where did these niggas come from? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where did they come from? Let's find out right now. They just waited for them to show up again. That's crazy. But back to the queen thing. Mm-hmm. So in the first one, the queen was in the mothership that was not on the planet. Remember, it hovered like it was still in space. They had to go in space. But for some reason, in the new one, the queen comes to the planet. That doesn't even make sense. Why would their strategy change? Right? Like, yeah. Why would the whole strategy of their attack completely change? Where the whole thing was, in the first one, we didn't know how important the queen was. We only find that out now. We only find that out in the new one. Right? But obviously it was important because they strategically, like playing chess, protected their queen like we would do king on the chessboard.
Yeah.
They protected it. It was away from the earth. It was away from any type of attack. It was away. Here, the queen literally came down to the streets. Like, she took it to the streets.
She should have did like a fucking freaking dance battle with David Levitt. Fuck it. Fuck it.
I just don't understand. Why? Why did we do no recon? That's what I'm saying. That goes back to Will Smith. Like, Dave and them are like, yo, Will, you can go find out where these, like, we think they're here, so Will Smith went there. Like, that's all you had to do. That's all you had to do. No new information. There's not one thing that someone said. Oh,
we don't got the name of the species. We don't know their fucking home world.
They just put them in jail.
Yeah.
They just put them in jail.
Yeah. Why do they even have them in jail? Why, like, kill these motherfuckers? I mean, aliens don't, you know, space aliens don't got rights. Where in the fucking?
Yeah, they literally, for some reason, they were in jail.
And how do they feed them? What do they eat?
Exactly. So basically, the way they played it is they just was sleeping for 20 years. They was just hibernating for 20 years and didn't need anything. Yeah. They didn't need anything. And they don't take a shit.
Yeah.
Remember, they were able to almost destroy the president through glass. So how did they stop that? What prison was built to stop their telekinesis? Tell me, Louis. Let me know.
Apparently, they figured something out.
Right. You got to tell us. If you did, you got to tell us. You got to be like, yo, here's this new scientist. Because Dr. Alkin was in a coma.
Well, that was David Levinson's job to come up with technology based on the... Again, you gotta go on their Facebook, and they have, like, these little mini fucking videos.
All right, I'm going to go on this Facebook. But first of all, there's no reason that I should go on a Facebook page and I watched a two-hour movie. There's no information that you should be telling me on Facebook that I can't get in the movie.
Well, that adds to the experience of the movie. You gotta, like, follow them on Facebook and shit.
I don't follow. Why would I follow them? What is this? How do I find these people?
Yeah, just put Independence
Day. It's just Independence Day. I see you. Resurgence. Liked by Lewis.
Yes.
It's already liked by you.
Yeah. And?
No, I got it.
God damn it.
I was able to find it.
Don't start with me, Keenan.
See the biggest. So when did they post the why they're in prison?
Okay, hold on. Let's why they're in prison. No, it's like why the
is trailers.
Yeah, well no. Okay, let me find the video and I'll play it.
Do we need ESD in order to survive? The McCoughlin group investigates. What is this?
They really like friggin'
did a horrible job. they destroyed Independence Day for me. Like, I was supposed to have a great 4th of July this year, and I'm not even going to celebrate that shit because of the movie.
Here it is. Hybrid alien. Explore the history behind hybrid alien technology. Okay, you can't hear that shit. Hold on. Here, let me shut down the, let me shut down the fucking music. Here it is.
In the war of 1996, humans recovered a massive array of alien technology that was initially beyond our comprehension. That is, until some of the smarter scientists I count myself as one of them. We were at the ESD's Alien Research and Development Division, and we realized that the technology was designed not to be dissected, but to be built upon, thus creating this hybrid technology. Consumers now enjoy the benefits of innovations like the Nano Drone Spy. It's tiny, it's real cute, but it's a naughty thing. And of course, all the families love that quantum warp core vacuum. It sucks like a black hole because it exhibits, without going into the nuts and bolts of it, some similar gravitational pull. It's a heck of a good vacuum. Those families are really enjoying it. And of course, there's the cloud. Nobody's really sure how that works yet. But all these innovations have allowed mankind to rise from the ashes of the past and build a stronger, safer future for our planet. Don't you agree?
No. No, we don't. First of all, you use hybrid alien technology to build a drone? Your fucking Amazon has drones to deliver my books.
Have they started doing that?
Yo, they got it. I didn't get a book yet, but I'm saying they got it without an alien. So you're telling me the best you could do is a drone, a spying drone? We got that already. Yep. We have that now. They use no alien technology. It's so dumb. They just made bullets green. the imagination.
You really hate lasers.
My thing is, lasers was like a very cool thing in the 80s. Like all sci-fi was like, yo, lasers, that's dope. That means this shit is a step ahead. But we saw lasers already. So where's the imagination to push stuff forward? Where is the crazy mind that you're gonna do? Cause the director, he used to put on some dope movies like Day After Tomorrow. Like, you really, it was some dope movies.
Stargate, which. My friend Bradley, he comes on. This movie was garbage.
Yes, it was. You are correct, Bradley.
Actually, he goes by Mr. Majesty.
Not calling him that.
Well, that's his name.
Bradley, it's cool. Okay. It's just, I don't understand. Like, really? So now we learn this thing on Facebook, and they literally, what's the three technologies they made? They made a dirt devil, they made a drone,
and they made like cloud storage.
So it's all shit we got.
Yeah.
It's all stuff that we have.
But
right now.
Like, I mean, and I keep harping on this. I'm going to keep fucking. You mean to tell me you couldn't come out with like an alternative fuel source or energy source, so that way we don't need to fucking drill for oil no more? Like, what more, what more?
But see, for I'm cool with peace. That. Like, I'm cool with, all right, we dissected. See, first of all, why don't you dissect it? There's no, that's one thing. That's the dumbest philosophy to ever have, where you get technology from people that you can't even talk to and say you're going to make a hybrid of it. So you got to actually dissect, you got to learn, you got to do this. You're not going to just take it and stack on your regular shit. Like, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's like, oh, I got an iPhone and my old Nokia phone, so I'm going to put apps on my Nokia phone. Like, that's not what you do. You actually learn what the new shit is and try to build upon the new shit. How I got so mad that I just lost the train of thought for what I was trying to go with the technology. Oh, yeah. So the gas.
Yeah.
I get if they had actually thought, you have a right to be mad because they didn't even think of this. I'm just saying, we're smart. Let's actually think this through. And if they dissected them, I can see that they don't have access to their fuel source.
Well, right? Not even fuel source. I mean, a perpetual, like a motor that, right. Like a generator. Saying, like, yeah, a generator.
We just don't know how to do that. Like
since you already brought out Iron Man, let's cross over. In 20 years?
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's cross over since you brought up Iron Man earlier.
Yeah.
Right? When he created the first suit to the second suit, right? Remember, the fuel source was his biggest hurdle.
Yeah.
And he got it from his dad,
And his dad said, I'm limited by the technology of my time. But you can take this. And that's how he got the actual fuel source.
So the arc reactor.
The arc reactor, exactly. So I can see a world where this alien technology is using fuel that Earth can't access.
Well, that's if they're using fuel.
But that's what I'm saying. It's being powered by something.
Yeah.
I'm using the word fuel by power, by energy. It's something done.
Yeah, like
in the first one, remember they had an Area 51. They already had a spaceship, and they just released it, and all of a sudden it was flying.
I'm amazed they didn't say that they invented the internet, says Bradley.
It's so crazy. Like, I can see a world where they don't have access to change all of our fuel. I get that. But can we do something other than make a drone and a vacuum and whatever the third shit was? Like, yeah. I just feel like, first of all, I don't like him being a director. I feel like Dave should have been, like, the Google of our time. Like, he should have been, like, Elon Musk.
I think that's what he was.
No, there was nothing. Dave, he would not, if you know his character, he's not making weapons. That's not what he does. The first thing he said was, let's not shoot him. Right? Let's just look at the character itself, and then you, like right now, I'm writing, for comedy, I'm writing an original pilot, and I'm writing a spec script. Right? And as I write these stories, the main thing is to be consistent with your characters. Dave, from the first movie, he figured out the countdown, right? He figured out the countdown because he saw whatever, that the numbers were receding, and then it stops. So, boom, that's a countdown. This is just his brain. Then, the next move was triangulating his ex-wife. He was on some super stalker shit, which was pretty dope.
Is it really stalkerish if it's your chick and you're trying to save her?
But they were broken up. So
they weren't broken up, were they?
Yes, they were. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Oh,
she left them. They were divorced. Remember, the dad was like, "Yo, you've been divorced for 4 years. You still got the ring on."
I thought we were talking about Will Smith's character. I fucked
talking
up.
Dave. I'm talking all decisions from this super smart scientist.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You got to stick with his character. So he triangulates that. He's never. Then the next big move, which is what really saved the world, was the virus to bring their shields down. None of those are offensive.
Actually, if we want to take it back even further, you mean to tell me these fucking aliens didn't think of Norton? Like, no fucking McAfee on them ships? It's like they didn't realize fucking spyware and shit. Like, they're that advanced of a species. Like, nah.
Like, fucking. Right, imagine. That's what made the movie work.
Yeah.
See, the first movie worked because the aliens did have all this advanced technology, but the humans outsmarted them. And that's not a big jump to make. When you're talking about suspension of disbelief,
okay.
That was it. That's like. You know, the stories that we love, like 300 and all of this stuff, is the underdog overcomes somehow. And the way the underdog overcame this time was by being outsmarted by a band of unlikable characters that were joined together with one common enemy. And they worked together with each person's skills. And Dave's skill was to outsmart them. They didn't know. They can't prepare for everything. Like, there's got to be a way to defeat them. But what I'm saying is, be consistent with this character. If all of his things were these very smart, under-the-radar type tactics, are you telling me that 20 years, he's going to make a drone and a fucking Halo gun? That's not what this guy does. Not the character that you set up. That's not what he does. It's just crazy to me. And then the Will Smith part, right. The Will Smith part was just straight
charisma and bravado. Like, he was just, and that was, there was none of that here. And the two of them came together that would have never happened.
Yeah.
And yo, had fun.
Yo, Bradley, get on Skype, call in the show. Because he's like saying super smart cable installation guy. They, and he's like, the aliens, they use Mac, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It just was so bad. So then, again.
I don't even know why I'm even doing that.
Why? Like, so then again, like, you move forward. And in the new one, here are the tactics that they use to try to beat these aliens. They literally just did what the aliens did. No one really outsmarted them. Right? Like, what's the reason that they lost? Because everyone dies because you killed the queen?
Yeah. Well, that's actually ridiculous. They didn't really die. They just retreated.
They just stopped. They just stopped because the queen is gone. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Actually, yeah, they did kind of die because they started fall. Why did they start falling out the sky?
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, yo. Just because the queen physically died, all this shit is done? You travel that far for one person to just... No. Yeah. No. This was horrible. This was horrible. Horrible. I don't even know how many more times I should say that.
Yeah. All I'm still saying, I had a fun time.
I mean...
Yeah. I mean, okay, fine. Like,
it's because you had rain. You had to get splattered on.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a fun time. You had to be on a ride.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Six Flags.
Yeah, but I hate roller coasters.
Yeah, but they got funnel cakes.
I'm a diabetic. I can't have funnel cakes.
Oh, you are having a horrible life.
Yeah.
Can't. That is crazy.
I can't. What's a funnel cake anyways? I've actually never had a funnel cake.
Yeah, I went to Six Flags like 2 weeks ago, and I damn near had three.
Oh, damn. Well, that's because you had two. Well, that's because you got the body type of a Somalian, so, you know, you gotta eat.
Yeah. I'm the captain now, so.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Yeah, yeah. I'm the captain. Okay. Captain Phillips.
Is this dude joining? Like, I kind of slowed up because I thought somebody was joining.
I thought he was. Is he? Yeah. Do I got a cook and call? I'm probably going to have to call his ass.
No, just let him chat. Oh, is a friend of yours or just a...
Yeah. Ah, okay. Wait. Yeah, all right. Hold on. Boom. Let's do this. Just...
Like, how good of a friend do I... Can I be myself?
I grew up on the block. Used to bullshit on the fucking...
Okay, so I could be myself.
Yeah. Hey, here's another video while we wait.
We lost 3 billion people in the first invasion, so I think the world's a bit devastated. For the past 20 years, people have been living in fear. But what's interesting is that we've been harvesting alien technology, so hopefully we're more prepared if there was another attack.
No. And... Did you get that they were living in fear? Everything looked cool to me.
Yeah.
People were just flying boats. He was selling a book. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the only person that made sense.
Yeah.
That made sense that this dude would sell that story in a book.
Yeah. Oops. All right. Here's another video.
Colonel Stephen Hitler, who was my husband, died a hero. He went up and made a huge sacrifice with the new plane that got destroyed. That sacrifice that he made is why we have the advances that we do to fight the aliens when they come back.
Okay, that made me very mad now. All this new information is the dumbest information ever. It makes no sense. Okay, first of all, in the movie, what did they tell us about why he's dead?
Nothing.
Exactly. Second, now we just find out that he was a test pilot.
Yeah.
He's a dummy pilot. The dude who saved the fucking planet is testing new shit? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even make sense. None of this stuff makes sense. None of it.
All right, next video.
Make no mistake, this is humanity's last stand.
Make them pay.
Okay, no.
I'm like really done with it. I want to go back to the fear one.
Here it is.
So
wait. Here is another one.
It's been a peace. The whole world's at peace. Amazing, right? We're sort of together. Something that we've never seen in the lifetime of, not in my lifetime, and not in anybody's lifetime, that all nations are now almost one to defend the planet.
I'm done with these videos.
All right.
So let's go back to the fear, right?
The fear.
So that's a real thing, that the world should have been living in fear for a few years. It's kind of just kind of like 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like now we're kind of cool with it. We're like almost 20. We're almost like closing in on 20.
Yeah.
And the fear somewhat is gone, except for propaganda by politicians. But.
Mm-hmm.
During the earlier years, like early 2000s, the fear was real. Like any other, like we weren't going to basketball games. Like no one was going to any like large gatherings. Like the fear was real. So if that's the case in this, the war of 1996 is what the war of 96 as they call it, right? If that's the case, they showed nothing to somebody living in fear. And that's what I was saying up top. Remember I said the prepper? Isn't that perfect to showing someone who actually took fear to the extreme, but to the extreme to a point where it actually protects the country somehow?
Yeah. Like he has like a huge bus that doesn't need gas, and he like
right. He was the one that he was the one that actually kind of stumbled on alien technology and decided to dissect it.
Yeah. Like now he can have like a hopefully the bus like oh shit here's a fucking alien ship coming, hey everybody hop in my fucking flying fucking RV, like the whole neighborhood, let's go, let's get the fuck out of here, let's go to like Nevada and shit like the first okay. Last time.
Alright, so let's talk about this new alien species, right?
Yeah.
So the alien species comes to warn Earth about revenge aliens coming, right? Yeah. And we shoot it out the sky. First of all, why is this why is this just alien tech? Like how dope would it have been if it just was like another biological alien?
Yeah, like in the first Star Wars, the Clone Wars, those alien people on that raining water planet.
Yes.
Like something sexy looking.
That's fine.
I'm just
whatever
saying.
You want to jerk off to is cool.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look, female aliens are hot.
Hey,
look,
I believe that you should have the right to date whatever species you want.
Hey, you know what? It's 2016. Don't fucking judge me.
That's it. All right. You should be able to.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why a fucking alien magic 8-ball came. And
basically should have had Google slapped on the side of it if you want to talk about Google.
They basically fucking Amazon Echo flew over. that's what it was. It was fucking Siri in a ball.
Yeah. You know,
I don't understand what that was.
Actually, it would have been funnier if the dude would have stuck his dick and tried to fuck it. And that's how it learned English. Instead of using his hands.
It was the dumbest thing. It was literally
Dr. Oakham,
like,
what are you doing?
Alexa.
I'm trying to fuck it. Fucking humans.
And she was like, oh, I came with a huge pod to take all the Earthlings away, but y'all blew it up.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
Like, that was the most American thing, yo. That was great.
This is the most fucking
shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yo, but why? Why is it just a fucking OS? Like, why isn't this alien race?
Like, honestly, if you saw, like, let's just say Okay, you're black, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, sometimes. All right, let's say you got smashed in the face by a white dude. Would you be trusting about a white dude even though he's different? Or would you just like, all right, I'm going to fuck kick this white dude's ass?
I haven't been smashed in the face by a white dude, and I trust no white dudes.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, well, you do trust a white person.
No, I trust no white people.
You do a show with a white person.
I can do a show with them, but I still don't trust them. It's a whole different thing.
Oh, well, okay. I hope she ain't listening.
Hey, whatever.
I'm just saying. This is going to be fucked up. All right, well, I'm just saying, wouldn't you like...
No, like, yo, I would go home.
You're not fucking me in the ass again, aliens. I'm going to shoot.
What did that should have just been hilarious where Alexa just goes home.
It's like, all right, fuck this place.
It's like, all right, I came trying to help, but y'all just shoot me.
Eat a dick. Cool. You will eat
Siri,
a dick.
Siri, unavailable right now.
Yeah.
Like, Siri, I gotta just...
Eat a dick.
You shot my pod out of the sky. You
fuck. And how many people would she have been able to fucking fit?
Yo, that's what I was gonna get at. Like, the pod was literally, this is why you don't trust white people. It was only for white people. Like, that's exactly what that was.
Imagine.
It was exactly that size.
You saved me, thanks to you. I have.
It was the exact size to take the top 1%.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta vote Bernie, because Bernie would have had us on that pod. But because there was no Bernie and it was a female president, they only came with the top 1% size of a pod to save only the elite whites.
Yeah. And honestly, as fast as the aliens came after the good alien ship came, like, how much good that fucking bitch would have done? Like, honestly, realistically, before these motherfuckers started with their bullshit.
I mean, the planet wasn't ready. That's the whole point. The planet wasn't ready anyway. So she would have came and warned, and then that's what the conversation would have been. She'd have came, she'd have warned them, like, yo, they coming. And then she should have looked around like, yo, what the fuck I've been doing for 20 years?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers are still using gas. I'm still stuck.
You see the shit I just wrote in? This is a brand new 2016, but for you, it's a 3042. Like,
yeah. Yeah, we've shed our physical forms and became the fucking internet.
Well, that's what they did, right? That's what they were like, we shedded our physical forms and this is my hard drive down. This is my brain downloaded into a hard drive. Like, that was the race now, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
She called us primitive because we were still in our bodily flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, y'all still could catch AIDS, so yeah, y'all are primitive, y'all.
Yeah, but we don't catch spyware, you fucking digital bitch.
She literally was just a ball rolling around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was a cue ball. It was literally a cue ball with a line through it. And the queen actually got it. Like, it got the cue ball as if... That doesn't even make sense. Like,
it does,
so now
it
the queen why gets the cue ball.
Why didn't it, like, fucking transform into a Gundam?
Nothing. It did nothing.
It would have been cool. Like, imagine that thing would have transformed into a fucking Gundam. Like, all right, bitch, let's do this. That would have been the
something,
final fight. That would have been
in the help.
That would have been the
nothing.
There. Instead of fucking mentally jerking off Dr. Oakum.
Yeah, he was definitely geeking out over it, which was cool. Like, again, that
like,
he
I'm
was the best part of the movie.
I'm surprised he wasn't. I'm surprised he wasn't like shoving his dick in it.
I mean, when you make a movie, you can do that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'll do. That'll be the fan fiction I write. Dr. Oakum fucks the white ball.
And is it?
Yeah.
So, I just can't believe it. I cannot believe how horrible. I told you I went in thinking it was going to be bad. I just didn't know how bad, and this was beyond any expectations that
I
could have.
And I had fun. What the fuck? Is that me or you?
Yeah, that's me.
God damn it.
I thought my Do Not Disturb was on.
Okay, answer it. We need to like speak to this person.
Call it, like.
What? All
right. I literally have no idea where it's coming from.
That's
we have to let that ride out, yo. Booty calls happen sometimes, B.
Really? Really? You're gonna fucking teleport out of here?
No, I'm here, yo. Like, I'm trying to save the planet.
With what?
With my dope ass ideas for the next Independence Day. Alright, yo, let's do that actually. What do you think this sequel is gonna be?
Someone that just answered?
No. I said, what do you think the sequel's going to be?
They actually go after them. It's going to be in space. And they're going to do some more Independence Day type shit. And,
it's going to be so corny, yo. All right, it really is. For the spoiler, let's try to build off of this, right? Mm-hmm. So here, at the end of the movie... she asks, Alexa asks, Liam Hemsworth character, right? To like lead the task force or something.
Yeah.
Right. Lead this task force because this alien race shedded their physical form and are now all technology, but they go around grabbing like refugees. That's what they do. They go around grabbing refugees from other planets that this enemy is going to do. Let's just call them Muslims. And now all of the refugees are on some other planet. She came from that planet.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Bradley, you're on. Bradley.
Yo,
so what's up?
Nothing. I'm just listening to you guys converse about this crap.
He's just talking.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in silent on the phone, though.
Yeah, I was
listen, I'm listening to you guys go about it and about it. Just like, you know, I totally agree with everything you say as far as sequels goes. Why did they make this sequel to begin with? The first movie was good, standalone by itself.
You know what would have been a dope movie, though?
Yeah.
The African one.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently in between this time, right?
There's the wars.
The Africans, there were still battles of aliens going on.
Yeah.
And that's how that guy was killing them. And how he learned, like, you know, get them from behind and all of that, whatever. Wouldn't that have been a dope movie to see, like, these other Indian wars?
That would have been a dope movie 10 years ago.
Right.
Right. Not 20 years later after the movie's been done, forgotten, and we were over with it. I mean... Nobody in their right mind thought, like, hey, let's make a sequel to Independence Day. That's more like, hey, we need a little bit of money. You know, who can we get? Can we get these people back to make a sequel? It's time to make a sequel. We need money. That's what that movie screamed out to me.
This was so bad, yo.
This was so bad that I stepped out to the next theater, watched Finding Dory, came back to the movie. Oh, okay, what's going on? Oh, okay, I'm not really interested anymore. Yeah, Dory's
Finding Dory was so much better than this movie.
Finding Dory was so much, not that it was a sequel that needed to be done either, between you and me. That's but another I found 20 that one.
As 20 year sequels go.
Yes, as 20 year sequels go, Dory was a much more better option.
Yes.
At least Dory didn't age.
Yeah, so well, I actually, if we're going to be.
All right, whatever. Give the right math. I really hate that you do this shit.
What?
You can give the right math from when Finding Nemo came out in like 2002, probably.
Yeah.
I already know. Like let the joke rock. We get it.
Yeah.
The point is, it's a long time that there's a lot of people born in between Finding Nemo and Dory, and a lot of people were born in between Independence Day and Resurgence.
There are a generation of teenagers who look at Independence Day the same way we look at a Friday the 13th part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a Halloween. Not remake Halloween, like the original Halloween. Like most of us in our generation is like, yes, we remember those movies. We rented them on VHS and, you know, they were good old movies to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Some teenagers today are looking at Independence Day and Dory the same way.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should have want to watch Ninja Turtles. Like, I should have done that. Like, I shouldn't have.
Which kind of sucked, but it was
definitely bad. I know it was bad because the first one was bad.
Like, it was also kind of fun.
I haven't found the backbone to watch the this the other one, that first one. I am not finding the guts for the second one.
Mm-hmm. Yo, the first one was so horrible, yo. Yeah. Who is this guy? Michael Bay, right? Like, why does Michael Bay get work?
Why?
Because explosions.
Good for him.
Ridiculous. So, what explosions is necessary for turtles?
What explosions?
I don't know. Exactly. Yeah. I get it for Transformers. I kind of get it for Transformers.
Yeah.
I'm not debating.
I'm still pissed off. Like, my favorite scene was when Optimus Prime was taking them all on. I'll take you all on.
And he was hiding behind a tree bark.
Like, I got tired of freaking, you know, if Sam wasn't in the fucking way.
Sam Witwicky, it was no help.
Yeah, like, if Sam wasn't there, he would have fucked them all the Decepticons up. But he was worried about fucking protecting Sam and watching his own ass.
Wasn't that his flaw in the cartoons also?
Well, yeah, but, you know, you make sure your homeboy is, like, out of harm's way, then you know, so that way you don't have to worry about it. Or give him a fucking galactic gun or some shit.
Sam should have done the right thing. Get the fuck out of there. Instead of lingering around.
Yeah, like a wet fart.
Basically. Mm-hmm. All right, these two bunch of giant robots are about to find. Let me go stand right here and enjoy the show. No, fuck that. My ass is out of here. You don't have to defend me or look for me. I'll be long gone before anything of this goes down.
Ridiculous, yo. Mm-hmm. I feel like the summer is done. Like, they just killed summer movies.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the some of the fucking the trailers that are coming out this fall kind of suck too. Like, keeping up with the Jones.
Really, there's nothing left this summer. Like, I'll go see Bourne. I love Jason.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna probably end up seeing the Suicide Squad. But that seems like that's gonna suck. The only good
thing that's gonna be horrible, yo.
Yeah, and I'm probably only just gonna go watch it and go jerk off to fucking Harley Quinn.
Wait, now y'all gonna go bother with Ghostbusters? Come on, that's the next
fuck
joke.
Fuck that shit.
That's that communist piece of shit is the next joke coming right around the corner.
If you think Independence Day shouldn't have been made, that should not have been made at all. Like,
honestly, if you really wanted to do something different with Ghostbusters and be original, make an all tranny fucking Ghostbusters team.
Oh, there was no need to do Ghostbusters. There was no need for it. Like, it was just. There's no need to redo Ghostbusters.
I don't know about the no need to do Ghostbusters. I think a lot of us probably enjoyed a good Ghostbusters, opposed to they took it, they decided to reboot it, They made a complete joke out of it.
There's no good reboot of Ghostbusters. There's no way. Like, I'm not even the whole big thing. Like, this movie is bad because it's women in it. None of that. I'm saying there is no good reboot of Ghostbusters. There's no way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. Let's take away the characters. Why is, what was that dude's name? Is it Echo?
Which one?
The green one.
Oh, Slimer.
Slimer. Echo. That's what they used to call the high T. Color. Ectoplasm. Echo cooler.
high C Echo.
That's true. Why did they call it that? That's why I got the name from.
Because,
right,
the car was called Ecto-1, and the helicopter they had was like.
I get that, but I was like, why the hell was the green one called Ecto? Like, you could have just called it Slimer. We would have drank it. We were kids.
Definitely.
We'd have definitely drank it as if it was called Slimer. High C Slimer sounds way dope.
Yeah.
Slimer sounds.
But this one, like, in the movie Heat, like, he's just still the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just don't get it. I don't get. That's what I was saying. Going back to my original, like, earlier, like, the imagination of movies that are being put out right now, there are none. We're forced to reboot stuff. We're forced to do sequels to shit that don't really need a sequel because Hollywood is not picking dope ass new scripts. Like, there's got to be some new stuff.
They're not taking risks. No one's being creative. No,
they're
one's
not
being
doing
carried.
It. It just because this has the name already attached to it, let's do it. But there's somebody who has a dope ass alien script
with fast technology, and it's just sitting on some dude's computer, and he's not getting the green light for it. And it was way better than Independence Day. So I appreciate you. Keep shopping out your idea, yo. One day it'll click. But I know your script is better than in Independence Day, yo.
All right. So I think we should end it here because we've been doing it for a solid 80 minutes.
Cool. All right, go get something to eat.
Yeah.
Call this chick back.
Sounds great.
Yep. I think. Yo, B, are you in the hood?
I'm in the hood. You want to hang out?
Yeah, I can hang out for a few minutes.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get a sandwich.
All right, we're gonna bullshit on the stoop.
No problem. I'll see you at the stoop.
Okay, sweetie.
You know what? Just give me a call when you're done with this.
All right.
That's sure. The bad thing about living in Westchester.
What?
Because I would definitely just chill right now.
Chill on the stoop.
Chilling on the stoop.
Yeah, I'm actually we've been talking about doing a separate show, bullshitting on the stoop.
BSing on the stoop.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, politics.
Yeah. Yo, it's Independence Day. Let's light some fireworks.
That was horrible.
Yeah. All right.
It's horrible. Kick the tires and light some fires, baby.
Big daddy. Yeah. All righty then. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth, EARF.
Will Smith was so dope, yo.
And this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed it. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.